issue. Now, the Northwest Transport Corridor stretching from Gympie Road all the way to Audley, in a bid to bust some of that awful traffic you get on the roads and on public transport up here. But it's going to cost something crazy like $14 billion to build this tunnel, which could just about make for the most expensive toll road that it ever gets built. And you're not just hearing it from me. Robert Dow is from the Peak Transport Advocacy Body, Rail Back on Track, and he's here to help us understand a bit more about it. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Look, can you tell us and explain to the listeners what the latest is from Council, and could we have done better?
Well, I think we could have done better, Bill. A couple of days ago, Brisbane City Council released their Northwest Transport Network study. Unfortunately, they forgot to give the journalist at Brisbane Times, Tony Moore, the rail part. So the first couple of days was all just motorway, tollway. They proposed a six-lane underground motorway, basically from Audley up through the Northwest underneath the underneath the Northwest Transport Corridor as a tunnel, and then coming out on the north side of Brisbane, other side of Chermside.
Do we need something like this, or is it just throwing money to try and make it look like it's getting fixed?
Yeah, no, look. The Northwest Transport Corridor bill has been in place since it was drawn as a line on the map by Wilbur Smith in 1965, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They got a little bit serious about it in 1980. They stuck a few signs in the corridor and said, okay, we're going to preserve this for a future transport corridor. I've got a photo of a main road sign, which I took in 2010 out on the corridor, which main roads goes back quite a while in Queensland. So they sort of forgot about it, Bill. No one did anything. So what's happened is that you've had ever-increasing suburban residential development adjacent to the corridor, and it's got to the point where it'd be very difficult to put any surface transport through it. So in the study, BCC have sort of come up with a plan that, well, if they put a underground six-lane motorway, that would be good, and then try to do some bus improvements on Gympie Road. Well, they have looked at rail. Last evening, further information was released by Brisbane Times to the effect that they looked at a couple of rail solutions, the first one being underground railway, basically coming off at Albion and going through underneath Everton Park and all the way through to Castledine and then join the Northern Corridor roughly at Castledine, Strathpine. Now, that was the original intent of rail on the Northwest Transport Corridor, and that's not a bad solution, but again, that would cost, $10, $15 billion.
Well, I was going to say, the numbers are staggering on this. I know there's got some numbers there around public transport crowding costs $300 million a year, rising to, more than $500 million in 2031. But, $9.5 to $14 billion. To do this tunnel
just
and stuff.
The motorway, Bill.
Where's that going to come from? I know the feds and state government reckon they'll chip in, but I'm not going to getting any sense here that they're working together on it.
Well, the state government has said that they will not support the motorway. The other interesting thing was that the constituents have been asked now a number of times since 2021, do they support road improvements or public transport? And 3-1, they support public transport, Bill. They don't want a motorway. They don't want a toll road, right?
Yeah.
The second rail option was a shorter one going up from Albion and coming up under Chermside, underground station at Chermside, and then join the railway line around Castledine again. But that would require further upgrades between Castledine and Strathpine and a new bridge across the South Pine River. So that's, again, another expensive option.
Yeah.
The tunnel all the way up. Now, the Minister for Transport, Mark Bailey, did indicate that he would. They are considering rail improvements on the northern side of Brisbane prior to the Olympic Games, and they need to. They need to. With Cross River Rail opening, Bill, we have an increase in capacity from the south, but we don't have that a corresponding increase from the north.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
Now, and they're talking about a new railway line from Beora to Maroochydore. Right, so how on the earth are they going to be able to run enough trains to service that unless we get another rail corridor up to the north?
Yeah.
So what Brisbane City Council done in terms of the rail study is good stuff. But they prioritised it last. They wanted the motorway and then rail by 2041, which is not acceptable.
But. Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate you trying to shed a bit of light on it, and it doesn't make a lot of sense with all those numbers as well. But thanks very much for your time. Rob Dower, the rail, back on track for trying to make some sense of all of that and all those big numbers. Stick around, plenty more to come on Weekend Breakfast. Going to be